Hi, everybody. Welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Angeline.
We're going back to day two now of our conversation called Getting the Flu.
Mm-hmm.
Pat has the flu.
And he has a cough and a runny nose, and I think he might even have a fever.
Yeah, his temperature is getting higher. He's warmer. You can usually tell by putting your hand on the front of someone's head, on their forehead. So, he's not in a good way. He wasn't at school that day at all.
Yeah, and then Laura comes to see him. But she also says that she felt bad last week, like she wasn't feeling well.
Yeah, she had a sore throat and she wanted to throw up.
So she may have given Pat the flu when they had lunch that previous week.
Yeah, so she's now going to try and look after him and make up for the fact that she passed on this infectious disease to poor Pat, who didn't do anything wrong. Okay, let's read through the article and then get started.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Getting the flu. Laura hands Pat a box of tissues.
If you still feel sick tonight, you should see the doctor.
Nah. I would rather rest at home and try to recover on my own.
Are you sure about that? It's always best to get an expert's opinion.
Yeah, but doctors always give you medicine when you're sick. I hate taking pills and drinking cough syrup.
It's not that bad. You only have to take medicine for 3 days and you will feel better.
I guess you're right. If I'm still feeling ill later, I'll set up an appointment.
In the meantime, you should drink plenty of water.
I'm one step ahead of you. I've been drinking orange juice all morning. It is packed with vitamin C.
That's good. I'll leave you alone so you can take a nap.
Thanks. On the bright side, being sick isn't all bad. I can stay home from school and catch up on some sleep.
Laura laughs and Pat goes back to bed.
Okay, so our article begins with a scenario. Laura hands Pat a box of tissues. Tissue, T-I-S-S-U-E, tissue, is a piece of soft, thin paper used especially for blowing your nose on. Some people call tissues Kleenex.
Mm-hmm.
Kleenex is a brand, and just like the brand Band-Aid, we sometimes use brand names to refer to the object.
Yeah, like Frisbee, that's a brand name. Or in the UK, we often use the word Hoover to talk about a vacuum cleaner, because Hoover is the most common name, so we just call them a Hoover. Okay, so she's given Pat some tissues to blow his nose on, okay. And she says, if you still feel sick tonight, you should see the doctor.
That's good advice.
It is. It's always sensible to see a doctor, although I'll speak about that again later.
Okay, so Pat says, nah, I would rather rest at home and try to recover on my own.
You know what? That's exactly what I would say if this was the real Pat.
I would too. Just in case you're not familiar with the word nah, it means no. It's in an informal way of saying no. I actually think it kind of sounds more polite sometimes.
I guess, yeah. If you say no to someone, it's pretty definite and it's kind of a rejection. Just saying nah means I've thought about your idea. I don't agree, but it was a good idea. It's even though it's less formal, it may be more polite. Laura wants to check, and she says, are you sure about that?
Huh, and then Laura says, it's always best to get an expert's opinion. So an opinion, O-P-I-N-I-O-N, opinion, is an idea or belief about a particular subject. In our sentence, it specifically refers to judgment or advice from a professional person about something. So before people go through, like, say, major medical procedures, they often try to get a second opinion,
right? Yeah, that's right.
This means they go to another doctor to check that both doctors have come to the same conclusion.
Exactly. If you're going to have a big operation, you may just want to, okay, Dr. A says yes, Dr. B says no, maybe I don't do it. But if both say yes, I have to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, because they are experts. An expert, E-X-P-E-R-T, expert is someone who knows a lot about a particular topic and can explain it well to others to help them understand it. It's no good being an expert if you can't explain what you know to somebody else, because no one will ever know what you're talking about. Here's an example. My friend Glenn is an expert with computers, so he can probably fix yours.
I want a friend like Glenn. Okay, Pat says, yeah, but doctors always give you medicine when you're sick.
That's sort of part of the what doctors do. You know, this, you have a disease, this will cure you. Doctors sometimes get extra money for giving people medicine. It's kind of how the system works, which is why you shouldn't always take everything without making sure you know what it is. But Pat has opinions about this in the article as well as real life. And he says, I hate taking pills and drinking cough syrup. So let's look at those two types of medicine. The first one is a pill, P-I-L-L, pill. And a pill is a small, solid piece of medicine which a person swallows without chewing. Okay. Some medicines you can actually chew, and they often make ones for kids that, like, they can chew.
Vitamins.
Yeah, to make it slightly easier for them. But with most medicine, you have to swallow it just straight down, which is why you often take it with a glass of water or something. For example, my grandmother has to take several pills each morning before breakfast.
And syrup, syrup, S-Y-R-U-P, is a sweet liquid made from sugar and water. So when you order bubble tea, you know, the drink is sweetened with syrup.
Yeah, and you can make syrup. I'm going to say something here that will make you feel very homesick and excited. Maple syrup.
Yeah.
Canada's national export product.
Canada's famous for maple syrup. And it's a sweet, sticky liquid that you get from some kinds of maple tree. It's eaten especially on pancakes.
Yeah. Okay, and cough syrup is just the kind of where the medicine, the things that will help you out, is mixed in with a sweet-tasting liquid to make it easier to swallow it and also for it to kind of taste nice.
So it doesn't.
Sometimes it does. Again, for kids, usually does. For adults, they just make it pretty strong. Okay, so there we go. There is our various types of medicine. Laura is, she doesn't understand why Pat doesn't want to take it. She says, it's not that bad.
Yeah, and then she says, you only have to take medicine for 3 days and you will feel better.
Okay, that's an interesting idea. It's just 3 days of this stuff and it's going to sort you out. Usually that's because the medicine is just kind of helping your body, which is sort of like your best chance of healing itself. Sometimes sleep. You know, you just sleep for a bit and that kind of takes care of you. You eat, you drink, you get, give your body enough fuel and it will get rid of the disease. And the medicine will kind of either just help your body a little, or more likely, it, particularly with cough syrup, it'll make you feel not so bad while your body is kind of doing all the work itself.
And sometimes the doctor gives you like 7 days of medicine and they'll say you have to finish it, like antibiotics, right?
You have to finish it
even though you feel better.
Yeah, that's because the infection may still be inside you. You need to make sure it's all gone, even though you don't feel it anymore. So there are different types of medicines, one which kills the disease inside you, others that treat what we call the symptoms, which is what you can feel from the disease. And by treating those, it just makes you feel better, as Laura says. Pat can see the point in this. In our article, it says, I guess you're right.
And then he says, if I'm still feeling ill later, I'll set up an appointment. So an appointment is a formal arrangement to meet or visit somebody at a particular time for a particular purpose. For example, if you want to see a doctor or a dentist, you'd say, I'd like to make an appointment to see Dr. Chen on Thursday at 7 p.m.
Okay, and so Pat agrees. He said, yeah, okay, if I'm still feeling ill, if I'm not recovering, I will go and see a doctor and get some medicine. Now, I'm going to point out that a doctor, if you know you've got the flu and you go to the doctor and say, doctor, I have the flu, and the doctor's like, okay, then all he can really do is just give you some medicine. But you can buy a lot of these medicines, like, in a pharmacy, over the counter. You can get stuff from Watson's in Taiwan and stuff like that. So really, why are you kind of taking up the doctor's time if you don't, unless you need really good, strong medicine?
Or like antibiotics, right?
Yeah, that's how I feel about going to see the doctor for a cold. If you've got a cold, you don't need the doctor to tell you you have a cold. You only go and see him if it's so bad that the normal medicine you can buy yourself won't work.
So is the medicine different? Like if I went to the doctor and
he
said I had a flu?
Yeah, he could prescribe you. That's the correct word. Prescribe, P-R-E-S-C-R-I-B-E, prescribe you some stronger medicine that you couldn't buy yourself.
Oh, okay.
So, but really a doctor, you shouldn't go and see a doctor when you have a cold, because you know you have a cold and you probably know how to fix yourself.
Yeah.
Back to the article, Laura says, in the meantime, you should drink plenty of water. So the phrase, in the meantime, means while something else is happening or while you are waiting for something. For example, I'm not meeting my friends until 5 p.m. So in the meantime, I'll watch TV.
Okay, and then Pat says, I'm one step ahead of you. One step ahead of somebody is our shortcut for you. So let's listen and learn more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Okay, the enemy can't see us here.
We need to beat them somehow.
Don't worry.
Why not? I'm worried.
Because I'm one step ahead of them.
That's it? That means they're right behind us.
To be one step ahead of somebody means to be slightly in advance of someone.
Gotcha. Be one step ahead of somebody is 领先某人一步.
That's right, soldier. I'm one step ahead of them.
How so?
Well, we ran quickly from them, right?
And and?
Well, they must be back there somewhere.
That's a plane. Oh, no.
I got this. Don't worry.
Ugh.
So to be one step ahead of somebody means to be or stay slightly ahead of someone. What Pat means is that he's already thought of this. He's already drinking water.
Not just water. He adds, I've been drinking orange juice all morning.
Oh, okay. And then he says, it is packed with vitamin C. Vitamin, V-I-T-A-M-I-N, vitamin is a natural substance found in food that is necessary. We need vitamins to grow and stay healthy. For example, vitamin C helps to protect our cells and keeps them healthy. Our skin makes vitamin D when we expose our skin to the sun.
Okay, so all very useful things. And orange juice is packed with vitamin C. I'm going to point out, if you meet someone from the UK, we will say vitamin. And I may admit, this is probably one of the things we get wrong. It probably shouldn't be vitamin. It probably should be vitamin. But that's the way the people in the UK speak. But yeah, orange juice, packed with vitamin C. And if you're packed with something, it is full of something. So orange juice is full of vitamin C. Here's another example. This MRT car is packed with passengers.
Okay, and then Laura says, that's good. She's happy that Pat is
taking care of himself. She also says, I'll leave you alone so you can take a nap. Okay, a nap, N-A-P, nap is a noun, although it can also be a verb. And it's a short sleep, especially during the day. As a verb, it means, you know, to nap, I'm taking a short sleep during the day. So many students in Taiwan take a nap while they're riding the MRT or the bus. Come on, guys out there, you know you've done it. You're on the way home from school or cram school or on the way way to those places. It's kind of late. You're tired. You've been working hard. You just kind of fall asleep just for a few minutes, just to, you know, or half an hour for your journey, just to kind of recover some energy.
There are even people who take a nap at work, too, obviously during like, their lunch break.
During the lunch break, one would hope, yes. Yeah, I think that comes from the, at school, the kids are kind of encouraged to have a bit of a sleep at lunchtime. I think many adult workers kind of carry this over and do it during their working time just to recover a bit of energy for the afternoon.
I think that would make me sleep, like, even more sleepy.
I'm not good at napping, no, it doesn't work for me. I can just about do it, like, I can do it on a plane, but maybe not during a day.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then Pat says, thanks. On the bright side, being sick isn't all bad. So on the bright side is an idiom, and it's used when you want to ignore the bad for a moment and think about the good of a situation.
Yeah, it's also saying like we can find a silver lining to the cloud. Mm-hmm. And the proverb, every cloud has a silver lining. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a little bit of good no matter how bad things are.
Yeah.
And in this case, he says, I can stay home from school and catch up on some sleep, okay? He can kind of recover a bit of strength, take a rest. And of course, he shouldn't go to school and give everybody else the same flu he's got, because that just means everybody will be missing from school all the time. So that is, there is a good reason to stay at home. It's not just students being lazy. It's making sure they don't infect others.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to catch up on means to do something you didn't have time to do earlier. For example, I need to catch up on the last few episodes of my favorite TV show.
So I guess the best thing about being sick is that you get to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, our article ends with the scenario, Laura laughs and Pat goes back to bed.
Okay, while he's sleeping it off, we'll take time to answer today's For You chat question.
For You chat.
And our question for today is, what do you usually do at home when you are sick?
I just sleep.
I also sleep a lot. Yes, that's usually the best healer is to have a good sleep. I have a few other home remedies.
Ooh,
when
share
I have
them
a cold.
With us.
When I have a cold, I eat the spiciest food I can cook.
Really?
I try and burn it out
because
spicy food does kind of make you feel happy.
Yeah.
That's science. And I feel like it also kind of speeds up my runny nose, kind of really gets me sort of running it and just getting it all out.
Yeah.
And I sweat a bit and that gets it all out. And I kind of feel happy. So, yeah, just eating really spicy food, I mean, it may give me some problems at the other end, but maybe also that helps get rid of the bad stuff. So, yeah, spicy food, Pocari sweat, a bit of exercise and a hot shower.
I don't think that works for me.
What works for you?
Spicy food will give me phlegm and then I'll have a sore throat and then I'll cough.
Okay, fair
enough. Yeah, but what works for me, I think it's just water and sleep. I don't like to take medicine, and I hate taking pills because I always take so long to swallow them, and they feel like they get stuck.
Oh, no, that's horrible. Ginger tea, though, that works, and that's got spicy stuff in.
Okay.
Ginger tea is pretty spicy. So
it could be that type of spice, not chili or
it doesn't,
oil.
No, you could just use ginger tea, and that'll cure what ails you.
Okay.
All right. That is the end of today's article, the end of 2 days of conversation about getting the flu. Thanks for listening to us, guys. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Angeline.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Getting the flu. Laura hands Pat a box of tissues.
If you still feel sick tonight, you should see the doctor.
Nah. I would rather rest at home and try to recover on my own.
Are you sure about that? It's always best to get an expert's opinion.
Yeah, but doctors always give you medicine when you're sick. I hate taking pills and drinking cough syrup.
It's not that bad. You only have to take medicine for 3 days and you will feel better.
I guess you're right. If I'm still feeling ill later, I'll set up an appointment.
In the meantime, you should drink plenty of water.
I'm one step ahead of you. I've been drinking orange juice all morning. It is packed with vitamin C.
That's good. I'll leave you alone so you can take a nap.
Thanks. On the bright side, being sick isn't all bad. I can stay home from school and catch up on some sleep. Laura laughs, and Pat goes back to bed.
Vocabulary review.
Tissue. Can you pass me a tissue? I've just spilled some of my tea. Opinion. Ivy asked her teacher for his opinion of her history report. Pill. The doctor gave me pills that I have to take 3 times a day after meals. Vitamin. Fruits and vegetables contain many vitamins that we need to keep our bodies healthy. Nap. The mother puts the baby to bed for his afternoon nap at about 3 p.m. every day.